I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/trygreenlight. That's greenlight.com/trygreenlight.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Save big money at Menards and stock up on your favorite Procter & Gamble products. We carry quality products from brands you can trust, like Dawn, Tide, Bounty, and more. Keep your home clean and stocked with essentials like paper towels, toilet paper, dish soap, and more. Save big money on Procter & Gamble products now through February 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
My name is Gabrielle, and I'm calling from Dallas, Texas. I guess I'm going to try, like most people, to shorten this down as best as I can. Let me first start off by saying I feel personally like I've always been sensitive to paranormal things. I think that I tried to deny it for a long time and chalk it up to other things and make other excuses. But the older I get, the more I find it hard to deny. This show has really helped me realize a lot. And I appreciate that. I have a ton of experiences, but there's one in particular that I would like to speak about, and hopefully, in the end, I'm looking to receive some guidance. April of this year, my younger brother, who was 18, committed suicide. He had had a long, difficult life of battling with depression. I don't personally suffer from it, so it's hard for me to understand on certain levels, but he was mostly that way his whole life. So he didn't leave a letter. we didn't really have any other warnings aside from the depression. And one morning I got a call from my dad. I lived the next street over. I ran over and, you know, that was that. So just to kind of speed things up to the experience that I had, a couple of months later, about 2 months ago now from this date, I finalized my divorce with my ex-husband, and I moved into my dad's house. My dad's house is not large. He didn't have a lot of space for me, but because my brother was no longer on this earth, he had a spare room for me and my daughter to stay in. So the first night I stayed there, my daughter was not with me. It was just me. And I remember walking around his room and getting settled in and looking at all of his things. And of course, like I imagine anyone would, I felt overwhelmed. When he was cremated, his remains are in his room. Everything that is him, almost even a shrine, is there. And, you know, I kept telling him in my head, thank you for allowing me to stay in your room. You know, I miss you. I love you. Very emotional experience for me. I didn't really expect anything paranormal, but because of the overwhelming sensation of missing him, I began to just start thinking in my head, like I think a lot of people who have family members who pass that way do. I started thinking, was it really that bad? You were so young. Did you have to leave? Was it that bad? Was it that bad? Stopped thinking, went along with my day and finished getting settled in. And then, you know, I went to bed that night. Now, I've always been a vivid dreamer, and I have had experiences where I believe deceased family members have come to visit me. But this night it was different. I remember watching TV, laying on my back. My whole life I've slept on my stomach. I can't fall asleep on my back. It's virtually impossible for me to do so. So I guess just from the move and from everything going on, I was watching TV and laying on my back. And at some point in time, I guess I dozed off. I remember, I think I fell asleep. Now, I guess after I had fallen asleep, I got this overwhelming sensation of, well, no, it's hard to explain. This overwhelming sensation of fear. Everything was black. I couldn't see anything. I was absolutely terrified, and I just had this horrible, to say the least, sinking feeling in my stomach. I was afraid and upset and trying to look around. I couldn't move. And I remember in the dream trying to wake myself up, saying, hey, 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 get up, get up, get up. You know, this is scary. You need to get out of here. This is bad. This is horrible. I mean, for lack of, you know, I was depressed. I felt depressed and saddened and overwhelmed, and I wanted out, and I would have done anything to get out. And I kept trying. I've never tried to wake myself up. I know kind of what paralysis is. I've never really looked into it. I don't know if this is a thing of the sort, but I do know that I was in an extreme state of panic, trying to wake myself up and get out of this feeling. I didn't feel any presence around me. I just felt horrible, and it wasn't very long, it didn't seem like, but at the time it felt like an eternity. And then all of a sudden I felt my brother's presence. I felt warm, and I felt him say, hey, 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 it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's me. And I'm getting chills now just telling the story, but I felt him say, it's okay. It's me. It's me. Everything's all right. And then he said to me, I just needed you to know how I felt. And at that point in time, I kept thinking, well, okay, well, that's what I get for asking. Was it really that bad? Because the answer to my question is yes. Yes, it was that bad. And that was very emotional for me. And then in the dream, we went forward to talking, and he said some things to me, you know, that he had said to me in real life. You know, you're a good mom, you're doing good, you're going to be okay. You need to lean on family right now. Not only do you need them, but they need you. And he told me a couple specific things related to our mutual brother and my father and some things to say to them. And then it was very happy. It was a very wonderful experience. And then I, in the distance, I heard my dad call my name, and I saw my brother turn and look. And then he looked at me and he's like, time to go. And I woke up. I woke up, sat straight up, just full of tears. Just, I mean, if you can imagine, just bawling. So emotional. I stood right up and opened the door to see if anybody was awake in the house so I could tell them immediately, and everybody was sound asleep. I went back to my room, his room, and jotted down the things that he had said to me just in case, you know, if I went back to sleep, I wouldn't forget. So I could deliver the messages to my dad, and so I could never forget. It's not something I would forget anyways now looking back, but I then found it very difficult to go back to sleep, of course, and that was the end of that. So that was very life-changing and altering for me in a lot of ways. Because it was so emotional and powerful, I kind of resisted on telling my family about it immediately. It's just a very sensitive subject, if you can understand that. Now, my dad is very spiritual and sensitive to things like this as well. So shortly after that, I was eager to tell him, and we kind of talked about it, and he was emotional, and he cried, and he was upset, and he wished he could feel the same thing so he could understand. But he also has received visitation dreams where, coincidentally, some of the things that my brother was telling me to tell my dad were things that he had already told my dad, or had told him after I had had my dream in one of his dreams. So that was very interesting. Now, between that conversation between me and my dad, we kept talking, and my dad said to me, now, prior to this house that we live in, we grew up in a little town in an old Georgian-style home, a very old home, three stories. You know, if you're going to think about a place being haunted, it's probably going to be that one. But I didn't really have a whole lot of activity there when I was younger. Looking back, there were certain things here and there that I seemed to be but my dad had certain experiences there. I didn't share the same ones. But a little bit of a more backstory on that. There was only two previous owners. It was a family. They gave it to their nephew, and then the nephew then raised his family in it and then sold it to my dad. Now, my dad had mentioned to me while we're discussing the dream, he said, all the time, I wonder, I think, if the depression that my brother suffered from wasn't just a chemical imbalance or wasn't just mental, but it was almost spiritual. And I said, well, why do you say that? It's kind of like I never heard that kind of, you know, input on something like that before. I said, and he said, well, do you remember the, you know, the family before? They had a son who had passed away as well. And I said, oh, yeah, of course I remember him. And he passed away the same thing, a different type of way, but it was a suicide. He was a little bit older than my brother, but, and then I said, yeah. And he said, you know, he was in the same room as your brother. That was his room. He said, I just wonder if it just has something to do with that room. And ever since he has said that, I just keep thinking to myself, you know, as a kid, I never liked going in that room. If, you know, my door to my room, you could see straight into it. I'd close it every night. I didn't like my back facing it. I just always had weird feelings about it, but I just kind of chalked it up to being a kid. You know, I had seen shadows and certain things, but again, I had chalked it up to an overactive imagination. But now looking back, it just seems to sort of make sense to me. So fast forward a little bit to current date and thinking, my brother spent a lot of time in the shed outside, which was his area where he hung out and worked and listened to music and things of that nature. He spent more time in there than he did his bedroom. Now, frequently, I'm still at my father's, and I go out back to a different side of the shed, and not necessarily in the part that was my brother's, but, you know, and I can just, I don't know if it's because that's where he died, but I just feel it. I just feel an energy. And it's not a bad energy because it's my brother, but it's a little frightening, and I'm sure a lot of people could understand that. But I feel like something is telling me to go in there and listen. And that is kind of scaring the shit out of me. I don't know if he's trying to reach me or there's other things I need to hear or if it's just because I crave his presence at this point. I'm not entirely sure what it is. But there's something holding me back. So I guess what I'm seeking guidance on and my biggest question, my only question is, if I go in there and decide to do this, if he was afflicted by depression and it was something that he carried with him because of something that was in the room in the home that we grew up in, that was given to the young man before, that was then given to my brother. If I go into that shed and I try to, I don't know, summon or just, you know, see if I can find more of my brother's presence, am I going to be calling something negative forth? I'd like to think not, but that's not something that I really want to risk. So I'm not entirely sure. I guess I'm asking for some expertise here. If I were to just step into that room, would it be a good idea? Would it be just a good idea to avoid it altogether? Or perhaps is there a way I can immediately try to ward off anything negative? I'm not sure, but I can say for certain that something strong is pulling me in there. Like I said, it terrifies me. I feel like it's my brother, but at the same time, I don't know if it's something darker than that. I'm not entirely sure. Very confusing for me a little bit. Very emotional. I'm sure you can understand. I do feel like from the dream that my brother is at peace and he's happy where he is. This is what he wanted, and I'm happy for him after that visitation dream. I truly, truly am. Truly am. But anyways, I just listen to the show every day now at work. Just like many other people say, it gets me through the day. Makes the days go by much, much, much quicker. And you guys are the best. You always put a smile on my face, and I really, really appreciate what you're doing for everyone out there and people like me. And just please keep it up. Don't stop doing what you're doing. You guys have a good day. Bye.
This has been a Grave Confession.
From the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Feel your best and amplify your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/shine26 for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/shine26.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
From lashes for days with the viral Liquid Lash Extensions mascara to awakening your eyes with lift and color from the Brilliant Eye Brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is the go-to when you want to amplify your everyday look. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients that work with your skin. And for every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help communities thrive. So every time you use your favorite Thrive Cosmetics product, you're helping communities you care about, too. Amplify your everyday. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/shine26 for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/shine26.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cashback and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cashback sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cashback. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Comfort is often the first thing we're willing to give up. But don't let style be the reason you aren't comfy. Mack Weldon's Ace Collection makes it effortless to look put together while feeling truly comfortable. Inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, the Ace Collection combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks. Upgrade your collection for the new year with new bomber jackets, half-zips, sweats, crewnecks, and much more. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.